Jerry Bader Show 950. Since last I was on the show, of course, news of another beheading of an American by ISIS. And I made the case in a piece that appears in Right Wisconsin today, that, and whoever would have saw this coming, that foreign affairs, foreign policy, is top of mind awareness for American voters. Why? Because Barack Obama is scaring the hell out of them. Why? Because there is no longer a leader of the free world. There just isn't. And as NATO gathers, you just wonder if even Europe, if the European leaders understand. I mean, there are big things that ISIS even is obscuring. Putin, China, and on and on. There's a piece, well, before we get to that, there's a piece in the Washington Post that points out that Republicans have had to retool on foreign policy. We'll get to that in a minute. Joe Biden yesterday. It's a while since we heard from Joe. By the way, I'm among those convinced Joe does want to run for president. I am convinced he is going to challenge Hillary Clinton. It'll set up a fascinating contest because it would be almost without precedent that a sitting vice president would not be the favorite in any primary season. It would be hard to imagine. Vice President Joe Biden on Wednesday delivered a fiery response to the killing of American journalist Stephen Sotloff, telling Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant militants that the U.S. will follow them to the gates of hell. When people harm Americans, we don't retreat, we don't forget, Biden said during a speech in New Hampshire. We take care of those who are grieving, and when that's finished, they should know we'll follow them to the gates of hell until they are brought to justice, because hell is where they will reside. Hell is where they will reside. I hate to tell you this, Joe, but do you know what the ISIS response to that was? Oh, they're going to follow us to the White House. Because you do understand that they believe that the gates of hell address are 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think the goal here is not to follow them to the gates of hell. The goal here is to wipe them out now and send them to the gates of hell. This is as empty a rhetoric as you will ever find. You want to follow that up with actions, Joe? I don't know. Maybe this is something that the administration realizes it needs to at least talk tough. I guess that's progress, such as it is. I guess that's progress, that we at least have to recognize the threat. This is as close, and it still isn't there, but this is as close as anyone from the administration has come to talking about defeating these terrorists. That there is a war. As I saw somewhere today, we may not be at war with them, but they are at war with us. I guess that's halfway there, recognizing that. But the idiotic statement by Biden yesterday simply shows why people are worried. They are suddenly concerned about foreign policy again. They always care about it. They just don't always worry about it. But they recognize now that there are numerous existential threats around the globe. And they're worried. I actually think it's taking attention from races like the governor's race. I really do. Nobody ever thought that the top of mind issue for voters in 2014 would be foreign policy. President Obama figured the recipe for that not being the case was to ignore foreign policy. Guess what? He ignored it to the point where there are brush fires that are threatening to explode into forest fires all over the globe. Americans see this stuff. And the piece in the Washington Post points this out. Rise of Islamic State tests GOP anti-interventionists. A roiling national debate over how to deal with a radical Islamic State and other global hotspots have prompted a sudden shift in Republican politics, putting a halt to the anti-interventionist mood that had been gaining credence in the party. The change is evident on the campaign trail ahead of the November midterm elections and in recent appearances by the GOP prospective 2016 presidential candidates, with a near universal embrace of stronger military actions against the group that has beheaded two American journalists. A hawkish tone has become integral to several key Republican Senate campaigns, with a group of candidates running in battleground states calling attention to their ties to veterans and their support for the U.S. military to return. It needs to go beyond political posturing. Now, I do think it would be politically wise for conservatives to rediscover foreign policy. More importantly, to rediscover national security. It has never gone away as my most important issue. I've preached that since 9/11. It has never gone away. Republicans took the bait. Well, if he's not going to worry about it, I guess we're not either. By the way, Rand Paul is still out in the wilderness on that. He still doesn't get it. And again, not just because it's bad politics, but because it's bad policy. The world is burning because it doesn't have a leader. And President Obama wants it that way. Democrats want it that way. They do not want us to be the leader of the free world. They're getting exactly what they want. Not only is the political opportunity there for Republicans in 2014 as well as prospective candidates for 2016 presidential, but it is the right thing to do policy-wise to say, look, here's what happens when you decide you're not going to, you don't like that America runs the world. Who are we to think we're better than everyone else? Why should we run the world? There's an easy answer to that, and I've always said this. You know what it is? Because we have to. If we don't, nobody else will defend freedom. We have to. This first came to us in World War I, and then we fully owned it after World War II. We can't abdicate it. We are abdicating global freedom if we do. Americans now recognize that. Hopefully, Republicans will as well. Packer President and CEO Mark Murphy after the news. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.